Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Honest Truth Podcast. So it is the first one of the new year, and I decided that I would do kind of like, it's like a, you know, January goals, new year goals, how to actually make them permanent, like how to, so that they're not just January goals basically. Because what a lot of us do is, you know, it's been Christmas, we feel kind of shitty, we're like, okay, fresh start, it's January, let's go and try some new things. Or get my shit together, or whatever it is that your goals are. And then come the end of January, or even the start of February, and, you know, you're back in the same cycle. You have a couple of weeks, then you feel shit again, and, you know, it's March, and, right, we're getting our shit together for the summer. You have a couple of weeks of it, and it goes out the window again. So, for a lot of us, we just go around that same cycle. I see it all the time in coaching and everything. People just go around over and over again, trying the same things. Even if they try something different, this just don't seem to be able to actually make it a permanent change. So I'm going to go through a few bits that will hopefully help people in actually making their changes or their goals, or actually, you know, achieving them and making them permanent. And it's kind of, I suppose this is more directed at, like, say, fitness goals or health goals, or, you know, even if it's weight loss goals or weight gain goals, or, you know, more directed at kind of training, food, lifestyle type of goals. This is what I'm going to go on about. Like, obviously they don't have to be the only goals you do, but as a coach, you know, it's what I do. So I'm going to go through a couple things, and the first one is going to be, don't go hell for leather. Okay, we all hear it over and over again, you know, don't go from 0 to 100, but yeah, what do we all do? We go from 0 to 100 full fucking whack. And like, I suppose, I don't know, is it like, why do we do it? Is it just a conditioning thing that we think like, okay, feel shit, and then like, I suppose it being a fresh start in January, you're like, okay, all the motivation is there, you're ready, you know, you feel hyped, so you're like, okay, I'm going to make heap changes, I'm going to literally go head first into it, I'm going to get it all done. And then like, 2 weeks later, it's gone to shit. But the reason is like, December, okay, December is a time for where most of us, we kind of, not even, a lot of us like probably have trained or we've done something, but it's not to the extent that we would have been doing, you know, the other months of the year. We tend to be a little bit lazier. It's colder outside, the walks, you know, the steps, they're not as great. You know, there's a lot more social things on. I suppose obviously with COVID there's not, but it's still a time for like overeating. You know, there's more food around, even like in work and stuff, like there's just boxes of sweets and, you know, everything's everywhere. And like, your sleep pattern goes to fuck. I don't know, mine this year, like most Christmases I'm not too bad, but this Christmas, I don't know what it was. It, like, I'm a bed at 9 p.m. up at 5 a.m. kind of gal, and this Christmas I literally could not, like last night even, it was like 1:30 I think by the time I actually got to sleep at night. And like, you ask Jack, I yawn from about 7 o'clock in the evening. And like, I'm ready to go to bed, ready to go to sleep at 9 p.m. And I was wired come midnight last night. I could not get up then this morning. So, you know, your sleep pattern gets fucked. There's just a lot. There's a lot of different things. And I suppose like, everything's so busy. Everyone's getting their Christmas presents, you know, ready. So like, your routine goes out the window. You're like a bit of a headless chicken running around the place. So, and then January comes and like, you're trying to completely cut your food, you know, over restrict, get all the shitty food out the presses. You know, you're trying to be as healthy as possible. You know, you go from waking up at 10 a.m. to trying to get up at 7 or 6 a.m. and, you know, get shit done in the mornings before you go to work. You go hell for leather in the gym, and like, it just doesn't work. A, you could end up burning yourself out, okay? And, you know, that never really works. B, you're trying to do everything at once. And for most people, they do get overwhelmed with this, and it is a lot to take on at once when you're trying to achieve, you know, 7 or 8 different goals all at the one time. I always say to everyone, like, baby step it to the top. Baby steps, okay? The way I would say it is, like, look at what you were doing in December, even, you know, mid-November and stuff. Look at your actual life before now. What were you doing? What routines did you have? What habits did you have? What way were you training? What way were you eating? Have a look at that. And make like small little micro changes to that, okay? So whatever your goals are in come January, look at what you were doing previously and say, okay, how can I make that 1% better? Just a little bit better. It doesn't need to be perfect, okay? That's gonna be my next point. But How can I make that slightly better so that it changes, okay? Nail that and pick one thing at a time. Like, you don't have to do everything all at the one go, okay? You can pick, okay, I'll just try and get into training at the moment. I'll sort the food out, I'll sort the sleep out, I'll sort, you know, all everything else out after. I'll training's kind of more important to me than all those other things, so I'm going to focus on training at the moment. When you have training nailed, okay, what else can I do? What else needs to be improved on? Reflection, reflection, reflection. Reflection's a great thing, because unless you look back, okay, whether it be you look back in your week, or you look back in your month, or you look back at your year, if you don't reflect on what you have been doing, you have no idea what you need to change and what you need to fix on going forward, okay? So you need to look back at what you have been doing and think, okay, I did it like this. What can I do to actually just make that a little bit better, okay? And it doesn't, like I said, don't go from 0 to 100. It doesn't have to be, okay, I've gone from 0 sessions a week. Yeah, let's try do 5 sessions in the week. It's gas, because when I actually send people their consultation forms for coaching, I always say, like, you know, how many sessions a week would suit for you to train? People are like 4 or 5. And I'm like, okay, let's start with 2. Because even if you can fit in 5, okay, even if you can fit in, you know, 4 or 5, if you set yourself the goal of 2, okay, and you get those 2 done, and then you're like, okay, actually, I can do another one. Like, if you do more, brilliant. It means you've actually done more than you've set out to do. But if you set yourself the goal of 5 and you don't achieve the 5, you feel like a failure, okay? You don't feel like you've actually achieved anything. Even if you could have done 2 and those 2 sessions could have been the best sessions ever, if you haven't actually achieved your 5 sessions, you're going to feel like a failure. And you're going to feel like you're going backwards. So always set yourself the smallest goal, okay? Set yourself 1 session. If you've gone from doing 0 sessions, even 1 session, okay? 1 walk, 1 anything, okay, is better than 0. So it doesn't have to be literally the top number. And if you end up doing, like I said, 2 or 3 or 4 sessions, you've actually overachieved then. And you're going to feel even more confident than going into the following week, because you'll be like, fuck, I actually did unreal last week. Rather than being like, oh, I actually didn't do enough last week. I need to catch up. You know, and then you're not going into the week with a state of panic. You're going into the week feeling confident. So always have a look at where you were. Reflect on where you were and literally just make it the tiny bit better. Don't go hell for leather. As motivated and as like hyped as you might feel and ready for, you know, for the challenge and everything as you might feel, don't fall into the trap of literally sending yourself into a mad like panic. Okay, that brings me on to number 2 then. Let go of the all or nothing mentality. Because, all right, so all or nothing generally refers to like, well, if I can't do, you know, X, then there's no point in doing anything at all. Or like I said there, like you set yourself the goal of, you know, 3 sessions a week and you didn't do the 3 sessions. Okay, well, there's no point in doing anything at all now. I'm a failure. I can't do anything. Like this is, you know, there's no hope for me. Nothing in life is perfect. Okay. So why do you think that you have to be? Like, you wouldn't expect your friends, if your friend turned around to you and was like, oh, I really wanted to do, you know, this, like 5 sessions this week. I really wanted to train 5 times this week and I only trained 4. I feel like shit. You'd be like, you'd tell them to cop on. You'd be like, no, that's really good. Like, you trained 4 times. Like, you're doing really well. Like, you would give them support. So then when it comes to yourself, why is it okay for you to bully yourself and tell you, like, okay, well, if I didn't do it perfectly, you know, I shouldn't be bought. Like, there's no point in trying. And there's actually kind of a weird, like, psychology behind this, I suppose would be the way to put it. Because most people, they don't realize it, but they're keeping themselves safe by having that all or nothing mentality. Because if you tell yourself, okay, well, you know, there's no point in me trying at all. Okay, I'm, you know, this is too hard, or, you know, there's too much to do, or I can't do this, I'm not ready yet. Whatever it is, you're keeping yourself safe. Okay, you're keeping yourself still in your comfort zone. If you set your expectations too high, okay, and you're trying to achieve perfectionism, when you don't achieve that, you're like, oh, there's no point. I don't need to do anything. Okay, there's no point in me trying. I'm just going to stay in my comfort zone, stay safe, not bother doing anything. Okay. Whereas if you just set yourself a little small goal, and even if, you know, you half achieve that goal or it's not done perfectly, like I said, reflection, what can you look at and be like, okay, where do I go from there? Instead of being like, oh, there's no point in trying at all. Okay, well, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but what could I have done differently? What can I do to change it to actually make it a little bit more efficient or a little bit better, you know, have for it to have gone a little bit smoother even. Like, you don't get 100% or 0% at school when, you know, you do a test. You have, you know, there's grades in between. So you need to apply that logic to life, okay? It doesn't have to be, you know, life doesn't have to be no enjoyment or, you know, full-blown mad fest. Like, there is a little middle ground there where, like, there are going to be some days where you hit everything 100%. You know, you're really disciplined. Your food is, you know, top-notch. Your training is after going unreal. You know, your steps are good. Your sleep is good. Everything, you're hitting everything on the head. Like, your day has just run really smoothly. And then there's going to be days where, like, you just need to learn to go with the flow of life. Because it's not... like, life gets in the way. Life is a bit shit sometimes. Like, you know, you need to be realistic at the end of the day too. There are going to be days where, you know, you could have set up everything perfectly for yourself and yet something is going to happen. You know, your mom might ring you and be like, oh, this is after happening. You know, your dog can bloody cut its paw and ruin your entire day. That's happened to me before. And you end up having to look after the dog and the whole day goes to fuck. But, like, these things happen, and that is life. So you just need to, you know, learn, like I said, learn to go with the flow of things and not get so hung up in perfectionism, okay? Like I said, life isn't perfect, so you can't expect yourself to be as well. And I think that's a lot of the time people struggle with this the most, is because they have such high expectations of themselves. And we're very hard on ourselves, a lot of us. And I suppose, you know, you can kind of bring in the... learn to be nicer to yourself as one of your New Year's resolutions if you do suffer with an all or nothing mentality. That self-compassion, you know, that self-niceness where you're not being a complete dickhead to yourself just because you haven't, you know, managed to do one thing out of, like, you could have a list of, you know, 10 things to do and you mightn't have done, you know, 2 of them. So it means you're a failure. No, it doesn't. Like, stop being so mean to yourself. You need to... I kind of suppose this brings me into my third point. I suppose these are kind of similar enough. It's like that fixed mindset versus growth mindset, okay? And a lot of people that I work with, they have a fixed mindset. And they're like, okay, well, you know, if something occurs or it doesn't work, oh, that just means, you know, I can't do it or I should give up, you know? Whether it be with their diet or with, you know, even just how they schedule their days or, you know, how life goes for them. You know, it's like, this is too hard. Like, I suppose there's that element of it, like, you think that you don't deserve, you know, maybe a good life or something in it. I don't know, but something could happen or, you know, something might work. I suppose diet is the easiest way to explain this, in that you pick a certain strategy. And if that strategy doesn't work and you don't end up losing weight or you don't, you know, get to where you want to go, you're like, oh, that doesn't work. There's no point in doing anything. I'll just go back to the way I was because I'll be in the same position anyway. Like, you need to have a growth mindset when it comes to these things. And like I said, reflection. There is more than one way to skin a cat, okay? Just because something hasn't worked for you in the past or a strategy hasn't worked for you in the past doesn't mean that it's never going to work for you in the future, okay? You need to look back and be like, okay, well, this didn't work. What could I do differently? Like, there is so... like, more than one way to skin a cat. There are loads of different ways... you know, multiple dieting strategies. There's multiple ways to train. There's multiple ways to structure your day. There's multiple things that you can do, you know, even when it comes to, like, if you're going to therapy or, you know, you have unresolved trauma there. There are multiple ways to get over that. It's not just like, this is what you have to do. Off you go and do it. And if you can't do it, well then, you know, you're fucked. Like, that's not the way it goes. So you need to learn to, like, look back on your week and be like, okay, well, the way I did it, yeah, okay, it didn't work and it might have turned out shit, but there has to be other ways of doing things. I need to learn. I need to figure out, okay, what I can do differently. What, like, there's so much information out there at the moment, and I suppose you just need to be willing to learn and willing to have that open mindset of, okay, well, I want to change. I want to do better. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to figure out and I'm going to do my best to learn a different strategy. Okay, yeah, this is what I know now at the moment. It obviously doesn't work. I obviously don't know enough. But, you know, everyone has the same information, you know, out there as everyone else. It's just other people's, you know, drive and willingness to go out and learn them. And that's what puts them ahead, okay? So you need to be willing to actually improve and grow. and not just be, okay, well, this hasn't worked for me, so I'm going to quit. That's it. I'm done. You know, you owe yourself the chance to, you know, maybe stop limiting yourself and stop putting yourself into a box where you're like, okay, well, this doesn't work. You know, I don't deserve to do anymore. You know, fuck the whole lot of it. And I suppose it's kind of similar as well to having process-based goals versus outcome-based goals, because outcome-based goals, it's just you're completely focused on the end goal, okay? And that is what it is. Whereas if you've process-based goals and you can actually focus on the little small habits and the little small, you know, changes and things that are going to get to where you want to go. I'm not saying that you have to give up on that end goal, but if you focus on the day-to-day rather than just being like, oh, I can't wait till, you know, I'm at the end goal, I can't wait to have this, or I can't wait to, you know, be that or feel this. If you can focus on the day-to-day and try and improve and be like, okay, what can I do better to improve on this day? What can I do better to improve on this week? One thing, just pick one thing. Like I said, it refers back, like all these points tie in with each other, okay? It's not that they're all different things and it's you have to take on a load of things. They all kind of tie in with each other. And you just have to pick one thing, you know, go back to that. Don't go all or nothing. Don't go 0 to 100. One thing that you can do better this week that will improve on you next week, and work on it, work on it, work on it, work on it, and make sure that you have it nailed before you move on. Like, don't just pick it and like do it for a day and be like, oh, that's grand, I'll move on to something else. Like, do it for a couple of weeks and make sure that you are comfortable and confident enough with that one habit, and then move on, okay? So the fourth one then, get clear on what you're actually trying to achieve. Because for a lot of people, they come to me and they come with the most generalized goals: to lose weight, to get fit, to be healthy. Like, they're so generalized. So the more precise that you can be with your goals, okay, the easier it will be to come up with like a step-by-step plan. And if you have a step-by-step plan, it's going to be a lot of less hassle for you to follow, because like, you just get to look at your day and be like, okay, this is what I have to do. You go and you do it, you know, rather than like rather than just walking through the day and being like, okay, what would be the best thing to do today? I wonder, you know, and like trying to make decisions on the spot. It takes that energy out of it. Like, it takes that thought process out of it. If you are really clear on what you're actually trying to achieve and where you're trying to go in life, and you can create like a step-by-step plan, because like I said, the more precise you be, the easier it'll be to come up with that plan. The easier your day-to-day life will be, because you know exactly what you have to do. It takes that whole like wondering, you know, I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing here. I'm not, you know, really sure on whether this is the right thing to be eating. I'm not sure if, you know, I'm doing this right. It takes that all out of it, because you're completely concise. Be like, okay, I know this is going to get me to this, and I know this is going to get me to this. So try and be more precise with your goals and more clear on, you know, rather than just being like, I want to be healthy, I want to be fit. Like, what is it that you actually want to do? Like, say if your goal is to be fit, okay, what do you mean by fit? Well, what's fit to you? Do you want to run a 5K? Do you want to be able to do a CrossFit workout? Like, do you want to be able to just go into the gym and do a full workout and not feel out of breath? Like, do you want to just be able to walk up the stairs and not feel out of breath? Like, what does fit mean to you? What is it that you're actually trying to achieve? If it's like, I want to even love myself more. Like, why? Like, what is it? Like, what do you currently feel? What is it that you're actually trying to get rid of? Like, make sure that you're very, very concise and precise. Have I been using the right word for this entire podcast? I don't even know. On what you're trying to achieve in it. Be clear. The clearer you are, the easier it's going to be for you, okay? And write it out step by step. If you have things right in front of you, it's very hard to veer off from that. Because if you know what you're going to do, and like, you have it written out in front of you, there is more of a chance that you're going to go and actually do it than if it's just kind of like you have a rough idea floating around in your head of what you want to do. Okay. Next one, set tiny goals to create, you know, confidence. And I suppose this kind of, I think I touched on this in one of the earlier points, but if you, like I said, if you set yourself the aim of 5 gym sessions a week, and that, like, you've gone from 0, and you only get 2 done, you're going to feel like a bit of a failure, okay? You're going to feel like you haven't actually done what you set out to achieve. Whereas if you just set yourself that one or two sessions and you get them done and you end up doing more, you're an overachiever then. So you need to set yourself little tiny goals in the week, okay? And especially if you're someone that's used to kind of going around in circles every January, you know, you go through the same process. Even every couple of months, you're going through the same process over and over and over and over again, going around in that cycle. Your confidence is going to be knocked because there is going to be that little voice in the back of your head that's going to be like, well, I've done this before and I failed, you know, so what makes this time any different? I'm doing the same things over and over. So like, realistically, what makes this time any different? And that little voice, like, you might be saying that to yourself out loud, but subconsciously that is what you're thinking. You know, the confidence isn't quite there to, you know, back up the belief that you're going to actually set out a goal and you're going to achieve it, because you might have never actually reached a goal, like, fully, properly, ever. So set out little tiny goals for yourself, things that you know that you can do, like 100%, like, there is no, you know, doubt at all there that you can achieve it. Like, can you achieve one 10-minute walk in a week? That's not to say that that is all you have to do in the week, but can you achieve that one thing? Set out little tiny goals, and the more you look back on your weeks and you're like, oh, I actually, you know, I did all these things that I set out to do. Oh, look, I actually did a little bit more than that. Your confidence will grow. Your confidence will grow, and then the goals that you pick as well will start to get a bit bigger, okay? All of a sudden, it'll be, well, I actually know I can do all of this, so I'm going to set myself, you know, a little bit higher. You're going to achieve that. And the confidence just builds and builds and builds. And it really, really helps in the long run if you can go into things, you know, being a little bit more confident and not being that, you know, bit reserved and stuff, and being able to actually apply yourself fully, knowing full well that you're going to achieve what you set out to do. Because for a lot of us, like I said, we go through the same cycles and we think, or we know that, you know, we probably won't get to where we want to go because we've done this over and over again. So, you know, like, what makes this time any different? So you need to build up that confidence there and, like, in your ability to go out and achieve and, like, do what you say to do, because a lot of us, our words to ourselves mean nothing. It's like the, okay, well, I'll go and I'll run on the treadmill for 10 minutes and then I'll watch an Netflix episode of Netflix. That'll be my, you know, little reward or whatever. And then we end up fucking off the treadmill and we just end up sitting watching the Netflix, you know. Our word to ourselves doesn't really mean an awful lot. Whereas if you know in the long run that you can tell yourself that you're going to go and do something and that you can stick to that, you know, it helps, like, it gives you that extra bit of confidence that, like, any other area of life won't give you. So the last one then, this will be a nice quick podcast. The last one then is, you know, we all know this one as well, make sure you're enjoying what you're doing. You don't get any extra points for being miserable. You don't get any extra points for absolutely hating the journey. You don't get any extra points for, you know, doing everything as rigid as possible and as structured as possible and as perfect as possible. You don't get any extra points for that. So you might as well enjoy what you're doing. And like I said, there are many ways to skin a cat. So don't think, oh, just because, you know, Tina down the road there does this, seems to be having a good time, that means I have to do that, and if I don't enjoy it, well, she enjoys it, so, like, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. We all enjoy different things, okay? Different things spark, you know, fire and fun and all these feelings in, you know, all of us. So you need to just find what it is that actually works for you, because, like I said, no extra points here for being miserable, so you might as well go and figure it out. And like I said, ties in with the having that growth mindset, having that willingness to want to learn, having that willingness to, you know, try and fail, having that willingness to, you know, go through a trial and error phase. And look, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What can I do next time? Because realistically, if you don't do this and you don't find something that works for you and you don't figure it out and you don't learn and you don't improve and you don't grow, you're doing this for the rest of your life. You're going round in circles for the rest of your life. As much as you tell yourself, no, next month is the month I'm going to get my shit together. It's not. You know, you need to be honest with yourself at 1.2. And that is where a lot of us change. Honesty. You change a lot more with honesty than you ever will with lying to yourself. So you need to be willing to grow, willing to learn, willing to figure it out, willing to grow through the shit, you know, because unless you figure out what it is that you like and what it is that actually works for you, you're going to be still caught in that same cycle, same circle. So you don't want that. Yeah, that is all I have written down. So I hope, I try to be as concise as possible because I want to start as well, not waffling, because my voice notes to clients sometimes are a bit waffly, so I need to try and learn to condense it. And I want to learn to be better on camera, even though this isn't on camera, but it's still me talking to myself, so I feel uncomfortable. So yeah, I hope that was nice and concise and you will take something from it and listen to it as many times as you need to get it into your head, because a lot of us are conditioned to think the opposite of what I've just said. We're a stick our head in the sand and bulldoze through it kind of breed, aren't we? So try and take on some points, see where you end up. Lots of reflection, lots of baby steps, and 1% better every day, 1% better every week, 1% better every month. That's all you got to do. So again, if you have listened to this and you enjoyed it, thank you for listening, first of all. And if you enjoyed it, I greatly appreciate when people share my podcast onto their story and they tag me. And if I ever have any guests and you tag the guests, we all appreciate it. And I will talk to you in the next one. I'm going to try and get more like shorter podcasts out on like little snippets of info. So anytime something pops into my head, like it did today, I'm going to just jot down, have the main points there, and try and get the info out to you, because as a coach, that's what I want to do. That's my New Year's resolution. So maybe I'll take my own advice and actually do it this year. But I'm waffling now again. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon.